After Steve Weaver parks his small hatchback, which is also serving as his home right now, that's where he sleeps almost every night these days, we meet up outside on a sidewalk in Tacoma. The purple bandana he's using as a mask doesn't quite fully cover up his beard. Steve is a bartender.
I've been doing that for about 10 years. I've been in the hotel industry for about 13.
He was working at a hotel in Vancouver, Washington for a few years before landing a new job at a hotel in Portland.
And then the pandemic hit, of course, and I was laid off in mid-March. I have diabetes. I couldn't wait for the unemployment income to pay for my insulin, pay for other necessities.
So he started working for DoorDash, an app that delivers food. On April 14th, Steve says Washington's Employment Security Department, or ESD, denied his unemployment because of his work for DoorDash. By this point, Steve was homeless, living out of his car. But he knew that people in his situation, people who were laid off and working a gig economy job to stay afloat, were eligible to get benefits paid by federal money under new rules from Congress. So he appealed the denial.
The situation became very precarious. Right around early mid-May.
Not hearing anything about his case, Steve called the Employment Security Department.
I talked to three different people. I was told three very different things. And at that point, that's when I decided, all right, this situation isn't going to fix itself. People need to start making noise. We need to start putting pressure on our officials because this is not going anywhere. If we just, you know, I'd waited. At that point, it was 8 weeks that I'd waited for my benefits.
Steve drove to Olympia and started standing outside the Employment Security Department building and the steps of the Capitol building, holding up his handmade signs that said, "Where's our unemployment?" And this one, "Ask me why I'm homeless." Hint, unemployment is broken. He posted videos of these one-man protests on Facebook.
Hey guys, Steve Weaver here, out on the corner of Maple Park Avenue and Capitol Way, just outside of the Employment Security Department office. Had a tremendous response from a lot of the cars driving by, a good amount of honking, and everyone's waving at me. It's really weird.
And at that point, that's when I found the Washington State Unemployment Support Group on Facebook. And so I realized by, you know, going through that, just the sheer volume of people that were going through the same thing as myself.
The outpouring of support from you guys has been absolutely fantastic. I really appreciate everyone's comments, everyone's kind words. We're all in this together. This is a fight that we're all going to keep doing until we win.
This Facebook group that Steve found and posts video updates to, the Washington State Unemployment Support Group, it has more than 11,000 members. Most of the posts are made by people in Steve's situation, men and women in financial limbo, teetering on financial disaster, people waiting to be paid. What people write is pretty heartbreaking. One woman recently posted this, "And a good morning turns to tears again." She goes on to explain that she's a mom with three kids and is on the verge of losing her home and being homeless. She says this is the first time she's ever had to apply for unemployment. There's a lot of venting, and there's also a wealth of kindness. A woman shared with the group that her teenage daughter had recently died. The family couldn't afford a casket and had to have her cremated. Others in the group who have not much money to spare scraped together $1,200 to help the family pay for a funeral. Steve Weaver, the bartender, vouches that this last story is sadly very true. He helped set up the GoFundMe account for the family. The Employment Security Department's director, Susie Levine, knows there's a lot of suffering happening.
We hear you. We absolutely do. This drives what has been and will continue to be our number one priority, getting every Washingtonian the benefits for which they are eligible as quickly as possible. In a crisis of this magnitude, that is a hard task.
Along with the volume of claims the agency is trying to process, it estimates that more than $600 million has been lost to fraud. And because of the fraud, Levine halted payments to some people who had been getting benefits, people the state isn't so sure about and won't send any more money to until identities are verified.
I am not going to send money out to fraudulent claimants. And it takes a skilled investigator, and we're training more people for this skill, to be able to distinguish between these fake identifications and the real ones.
This was the situation that Sabrina Holcomb was in when I met her in her backyard on June 3rd. She was getting unemployment, and then the money stopped.
My savings account is at zero.
Sabrina is a laid-off IT worker in Lakewood. She's also a member of the Washington State Unemployment Support Group. She has two grown kids living with her at home. She wasn't able to pay rent this month.
I had to go and try to get a credit card, which I have sworn not to do. I went and got a credit card so that I could buy groceries and try to get the tabs on my car expired. And that's never happened to me, that I couldn't just go and get the tabs on my car, or that I'm looking at my car insurance bill and I'm trying to figure out, how am I going to pay this? And I've never had a problem with that. And I do now.
When Sabrina's unemployment was stopped, the state asked her to re-verify her identity.
I uploaded my driver's license and my social security card for myself, and I did my son for him. We uploaded it. The day that I got the alert, I sent it in immediately. And so I said, well, we'll just wait, you know. They'll get it done. They'll verify. They'll clear us. We're fine.
But things weren't okay. 2 weeks into June, and Sabrina was still waiting for her money. When she told me that her account was at zero, she said that she wanted the state to know that she was just as mad about the lack of communication from the Employment Security Department as she was about not knowing how she was going to pay for groceries.
You need to communicate to people, because this is our lives. This is money that we have put into the system. I've worked my entire life. I've never had to file for unemployment. And if this is the way that it goes, this puts a real bad taste in your mouth. And I'm afraid for my children. You know, what if this continues? What do I do?
Like Steve Weaver, the laid-off bartender living out of his car, Sabrina is making connections with people in the unemployment group.
I've been checking on people in the Facebook group that I don't know personally and probably will never meet. But I remember seeing their story, and I might say, hey, how are you today? Are you okay? How are things? You know, do you have an update? Did anything change for you?
One of the people in the group who she's gotten to know is Steve.
Steve Weaver is an amazing human being, and I told him that. I said, you are an amazing human, sir.
And again, Sabrina and Steve, they've posted a lot of video updates. A post from Steve a few weeks ago came as a big, happy surprise.
At 3 o'clock this morning, I got a notification from my bank that $8,048 was deposited into my account. I'm going through a freaking whirlwind of emotions right now.
And I was in tears for this man who is living in his car and doing his best to help other people when he could be concerned about himself. And he's not. To see a human being like that makes me say, okay, maybe I can do a little bit more. Once this is all over with, I can help somebody. I can reach my hand out, you know.
Okay. Thank you for everyone's support. Thank you so much for everyone that helped out. We're going to keep fighting, and all of us are going to get the money we need and we deserve. Thank you.
Steve says that these last few months, people have helped him out with small loans of cash. No one wants to be paid back. They just tell him,
don't worry about paying me back, just pay it forward.
One way he's trying to do that is to share the stories of people like Sabrina and the thousands of others who are waiting for their unemployment to come through. The night before I met Steve in Tacoma, he gave public testimony at the Olympia City Council meeting.
This system that is administered by the state, that is supposed to be equitable for everyone, is equitable only in failing Washingtonians that desperately need it.
Yesterday, at 6 in the morning, Sabrina checked to see what her status was with the Employment Security Department. She finally got paid.
I couldn't believe it. I literally started crying immediately.
She shared her good news with the Washington State Unemployment Group on Facebook. In her message, like Steve, she promises to pay it forward and urges others in the group to do the same.
We can prove that Washingtonians stick together and Washingtonians will help each other and be damned to the government, point blank and period. We will help each other because I have seen that, and I see that every day on in this group. You guys freaking rock.
When I ask Sabrina to describe the relief she feels now that she can catch up on her bills and pay her rent, she says it's like she's been running a marathon and that she has finally had a chance to get some water.